मुझे कभी शादी करनी ही नहीं थी.
क्या बात कर रहे
हो. सिद्धार्थ चेंज दैट फॉर मी.
एक्ट्रेस विद्या बालन.
विद्या बालन इज ऑल सेट टू टाई द वेडिंग नॉट विद सिद्धार्थ रॉय कपूर.
एट व्हाट पॉइंट डू यू नो दैट दिस इज इट फॉर मी. लाइक दिस He's the one.
It was raining cats and dogs one night. Siddharth had come to pick me up at the airport and I kept telling him, you know, I could do with a coffee, and no coffee shop was open at that point. 3 in the morning, we went to Balaji. He walked in the rain, went and picked up that cup of coffee. As he was walking away from me, I said, I'm home.
Why do you think people cheat in relationships?
I think because people stop growing together, people stop wanting the same things, people stop sharing a lot of times. When you feel worthless is when you end up having an affair, because you feel that that other person is giving you the love and attention that you deserve.
If you don't want your relationship to break up, the thing is, both of you on monthly basis should plan something really new for each other so that you can both grow in those environments.
Thank I so enjoyed much. This. It's been such an unusual conversation, the kind I have with my healer.
Wow. You have given the best testimonial of my life.
I love the show.
Thank you.
And I will watch more of it now.
आज का ये एपिसोड स्टार्ट करने से पहले मेरी आपसे एक रिक्वेस्ट है. अगर हमने आपकी लाइफ में कोई वैल्यू ऐड करी है तो प्लीज़ फॉलो दिस शो. मेरे नाम के नीचे फॉलो बटन होगा, उसे दबा दीजिए, क्योंकि हमें उससे बहुत ज़्यादा सपोर्ट मिलता है. एंड एट द सेम टाइम मेरी पूरी टीम का मोटिवेशन हाई होता है, जिससे हम आपके लिए और बेहतर से बेहतर एपिसोड्स लाते रहेंगे, ताकि आप कम से कम समय में एक बेहतर इंसान और एक बेहतर लीडर बन सकें. मैं पहले काफ़ी ज़्यादा करियर पे फोकस रहता था और अपनी रिलेशनशिप्स को ना ग्रांटेड ले लेता था. आई यूज टू थिंक कि आई नीड टू फोकस ऑन माय करियर, ये रिलेशनशिप्स तो हमेशा मेरी लाइफ में रहेंगी. बट सून आई रियलाइज दैट इन ऑर्डर टू लिव अ ग्रेट क्वालिटी लाइफ वी नीड टू हैव ग्रेट रिलेशनशिप्स. हमें एफर्ट डालना पड़ता है ऑन डेली बेसिस इफ वी वॉन्ट टू ग्रो समथिंग. एवरीडे ना हम एक घंटे की तो कॉन्वर्जेशन नहीं कर सकते हर किसी से, बट 5 मिनट बात जरूर कर सकते हैं. एटलीस्ट 1 मिनट का रिमाइंडर तो हम हमारी रिलेशनशिप्स में दे ही सकते हैं, टू लेट द अदर पर्सन नो दैट दे आर इंपॉर्टेंट टू अस. सो आज से एक रूल बनाओ, नो मैटर हाउ बिजी यू आर, दिन के एटलीस्ट 1 मिनट यू विल गिव इट टू द पर्सन यू लव एंड रिमाइंड देम दैट यू रियली केयर फॉर देम. बिकॉज यू नो वॉट, एफर्ट is the sexiest thing in the world. और इसी टॉपिक के अराउंड आज का हमारा कॉन्वर्जेशन है. इट्स ऑल अबाउट रिलेशनशिप, टाइम मैनेजमेंट, लव, सिचुएशनशिप्स. हमने ये सारी बात हमारी आज की गेस्ट विद्या बालन से करी है. शी इज़ एन एक्टर जिन्होंने हमेशा स्टीरियोटाइप ब्रेक करा है बाय डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ मूवीज एंड कैरेक्टर्स. एंड फ्रॉम मूवीज लाइक Mission Mangal to Dirty Picture, she's always nailed it at every role she has taken. But aaj ke is episode mein Vidya Balan ko as a person aap janoge. Unke thoughts on love, relationships, family, in sab ke bare mein janoge. To bachpan se aap romantic ho?
Always been.
But childhood se?
Childhood se.
Kaise, kab hua ye? Like, I think... यू नो हमारा चाइल्डहुड जैसा होता है, जैसे भी हम एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं या जैसे हमने मॉम डैड को देखते हैं या मे बी द कंटेंट वी कंज्यूम, उससे अवर
आई थिंक माय मॉम एंड डैड आर फार फ्रॉम रोमांटिक, डेफिनेटली नॉट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस.
देन हाउ आर यू, और डिड यू क्रेव रोमांस बिकॉज दे वर नॉट रोमांटिक?
मे बी आई डोंट नो, बट आई थिंक इट्स ऑल्सो द फिल्म्स दैट आई सॉ, स्पेशली इन द 90s.
Which one was?
Shahrukh Khan's films, yeah. Grew up on that. And, but also I think Gulzar Saab's songs. Mujhe to patton mein romance dikhta hai.
Kitni Bollywood cheeze hai
bolne. Yeah, really. But main aisi hi hoon.
I'm also very diehard, old school romantic, yeah, Bollywood, yeah, person. So I, yeah, can relate with this.
So I'm a very romantic person.
So going back to your childhood, when did you always crave romance? You're like, or you fantasize ki aise bade hoke yehi life hogi. Aise hi mera bhi boyfriend hoga, ya aise hi मेरा हस्बैंड जो होगा वो इतना ही रोमांटिक होगा.
यू नो मुझे कभी शादी करनी ही नहीं थी.
क्या बात कर रहे हो.
सिद्धार्थ चेंज दैट फॉर मी.
क्यों?
I don't know. I've never seen myself as someone who got married. Like my friends would talk about, you know, at my wedding, I want to wear this sort of a lehenga, or, you know, I want to go here on my honeymoon, or this is what. I've never had those conversations. Never. They would talk, but I would just be listening. I was never interested in that. So, but I don't know, when I met Siddharth, and we started seeing each other, that felt like the natural next step.
Okay.
And we got married, and I'm so glad we did. But tabhi mujhe mujhme wo samajh nahi thi ki acha shaadi ka kya matlab hota hai, you know. I used to feel that shaadi karne se ladki bandh jati hai, usko koi chhoot nahi rehti kuch bhi karne ki, you know, like
ye sare thoughts aate the.
Yeah, because that was how it was, right?
Yeah.
Not just in my mother's generation, even afterwards. So, for example, I had my sister's always been my hero. But my sister's also not like many generations older to me, right? Mm. She's in my generation. So there was that fire in her, and she's also had a career throughout. And wo sab theek hai, par even then, largely when you looked at the world around you, women were not doing what they wanted to be doing. So I was like, I don't want to get married. But
I guess never say never.
Yeah, but also I think I was already doing what I wanted to be doing. And that's what actually made me meet Siddharth. So maybe that's why.
The obvious next step. It just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they often, like, I've read it in multiple books. Multiple relationship books, and I've read this thing that it's in the presence of others, or it's in the presence of the good partner, we really discover ourselves.
I completely agree. I said that in the previous interview. Can you believe it? And really? You're bringing this up now, saying that, you know, initially I feel that we are products of our parents, right?
True.
Or
childhood.
Or byproducts, whichever way you see it. Of our childhood, of therefore our parents. But then I think it's the people who come into your life that shape you, especially your significant other. And I feel that so much of who I am today, of how I look at things, has to do with who I'm with.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And he's a very calm person. He's very zen. He laughs a lot. He enjoys life. Touch wood. God bless him. So I think I've also learned to do that. I've learned to take things less seriously, take life less seriously.
Well, I have a question on this, okay? But what you said, that we are byproducts of a parent's childhood, I think there's a little nuance to it.
Mm.
I think we are not only just what happened to us, we are also what we chose to become in that moment. So,
yeah.
So let's say there must be, like, there can be same parents, moment, same childhood, same kind of traumas and triggers and experiences. And one person can become completely like them, and the other can become completely opposite.
Yeah, yeah, reaction to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, like, yeah.
So what do we do at what time? And this is exactly what happens when a partner also comes. And I feel inherently, mota mota, दो टाइप के ही लोग होते हैं जिनको रिलेशनशिप में जो चाहिए होता है. वन इज अ सेफ्टी टाइप, द अदर इज एडवेंचर टाइप. सो वन वांट्स दिस सेफ्टी, टच, प्रोटेक्शन, माय पीपल, आई वांट टू बी लाइक दिस, एंड द अदर इज एडवेंचर, लाइक आई वांट टू गो आउट, मीट मोर पीपल, फ्रीडम, पर्सनल एक्सप्रेशन, ऐसे बहुत सारी अलग अलग चीजें, दे कॉल इट, राइट? एंड usually they both fall in love with each other.
Right.
So which one are you? Or which one were you at the time when you met?
I think I was the adventurous sort when I met him. But he's always been the safety.
So always been like that?
Type.
Okay.
And now my safety net.
So he's always been like that. He is that safety, protected kind of person.
Yeah.
He loves providing that. He's not the adventurous one.
No, I wouldn't say. He's that rock. He's solid for all the people in his life. Not just for me, but his own family, his friends. So he's just one of those people, you know. He's the Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, a quick question, and I'll come back to this. But are you a boat or an anchor?
Wow. It depends on...
Choose one.
No, I'm saying it depends on what the other brings out in me.
See, that was the other part of the question. Pehle kill mat karo yaar question. You killed the question. Oh, choose
Sorry.
One. Okay, choose one. If you had to choose one, I'll tell you what this is about.
Boat. I like to go with the flow.
Exactly. Adventure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to say. Okay, so there was a study done, I think, Georgia Tech or somewhere. I read it like a while ago or I forgot and my bahut sare like viewers bolte ki we study dalo, I'm not able to find it. So I was telling, okay, this study where they say you can randomly ask people who are in relationships about are they boat or an anchor.
Mm.
And their first instinct would tell you the kind of person they are and who they attract.
Wow.
And I was like, the whole study says that if you're a boat and you have great relationships, it means the other people in your life is an anchor.
Oh, really?
And that exactly what you said, that you're the adventurous type.
Right.
Right. Boat is the one who likes to go with flow. And then you talked about your husband who is the rock solid, the anchor in your life. Okay.
Fascinating.
So you're the security and the adventure type. No, like, do you ever feel or have you ever felt maybe in the beginning of relationship, now that it's much mature, so that I can't count on you when I'm alone?
No.
Or have you ever felt...
No, I will tell you that I had a problem because I didn't want to count on anyone else. I thought that when I say that I didn't want to be married, I didn't want anything or anyone to curb my freedom. I didn't want to depend on anyone else. I didn't want to count on anyone else emotionally. I wanted to be like, I'm self-sufficient. But with marriage, slowly I've realized that it's beautiful that when you can count on one another, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't take away anything from you. You don't become a lesser person. That's also maturity, I guess. Hmm. You know, pehle ye tha ki, I'm married, but I'm an individual. Today, I'm saying, I'm married, but I'm an individual. You see the tone difference. There was agitation to it before. Today, there's no agitation there.
Was your mom homemaker?
Mm. I think that's why also the fire to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, career woman.
That's what I was asking.
I think the fire comes from her.
Mm.
So she was keen that both of us, my sister and me, pursue our careers.
It was a little evident. That's why
Very much so. Mm. I can see how... I remember even when... my sister had her twins and she was on a sabbatical. My mother said, listen, she started telling her after a while, saying, okay, go back to work. I'll take care of the kids. Go back to work. I'll take care of the kids, you know. So she's always like...
She put in that fire in you guys.
Absolutely.
You know, and because... So you saw this... I don't know. I'm just maybe reading too much into lines. So let's say, because... inside you, your relationship with yourself was a little conflicted about identity and individuality. You outsourced that thing into Siddharth and married him.
Maybe.
Because he's very aligned with individuality and identity.
Yeah.
So he was very sure, rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
So you outsourced that part and then you guys were together. And I'm sure he must have outsourced something to you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So this is what I genuinely believe, that we all outsource the parts of ourselves which... we have conflicts with.
Mm.
And that we try to find out in the person we live with.
Yes, I think so. Which is why they also say, na, you look for your parent in your partner.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, because you want that connection, continuing connection with that part of you.
That is so true.
Mm.
That is so true. Because we all have needs of independence and dependence at the same time.
Yeah.
And more often, we have tied up with one identity, not the other.
Yeah, correct.
And you're looking for the another thing in someone else.
Yeah,
and that's what happens with a father-daughter or a father-son or mother-daughter relationship.
Exactly.
Like it's, wow. This is just while talking now, I'm thinking about it. That is so true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find like the parts of my relationship with my parents into my partner.
This
I never thought about it.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So, okay, moving forward, do you guys fight?
Of course.
On what? What are your fights about?
I have to say that we fight much less now.
What do you used to fight about?
It could be about anything.
Tell me the raw, real, immature fights that you had. Not like the mature version of both of you. You guys are super successful, super mature, like, you know, backbones of each other. You guys have become an example in front of the world in terms of having like a rock solid relationship between two really ambitious people, right? Uske baare mein nahi jaanna main. Tell us about like in the beginning when you were kiddish and immature, like when you were our age, and we could relate with that.
You know, I have to tell you, once we had a stupid fight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I picked the fight.
See, now we're talking.
But he took a picture of the sunset.
Hmm.
And he didn't take my picture. So he's someone who doesn't take pictures at all.
Okay.
Okay, but he chose to take a picture of the sunset. So I said, what are you telling me that you've never felt the urge to take my picture, but you're taking a picture of the goddamn sunset? And that actually, I must have been needy and clingy that day. But he was, I think, just thrown by. He said, the sunset was beautiful. That triggered me even more. I said, what do you mean? So, that, you know, that's one of the stupid fights we've had. But of course, we've had
it
all
was
kinds
a very
of...
very fair fight. What stupid?
I like that.
What are you saying? Yeah. I've been surrounded with women all my life. So, like my mom, my sisters. In my house, I've been with four women. Because two of my sisters, my buddy ma, my mom, right? So I can clearly understand the importance of it.
Right.
This is not stupid, okay?
Yeah. And, I've fought with him on stupid things. Like, I have to say, he's quite calm. So a lot of times, even when he feels the anger, he just goes for a walk. But I'm very reactive.
Okay.
He processes things before he brings it up, if at all he does. Though we've gotten better in that regard. But I think...
Aren't you like that? Like, solve it right now.
Yeah. Also, I'm reactive. If something irritates me now, I can't keep it within me, especially with him. I have to just get it out of my system. So it could be like at a party, he just kept hanging with a certain set of people. It could be with anyone.
Hmm.
And didn't come and check on me. And he's like, but you could have come to where I was standing and I was just in the middle of conversation, and I'd be like, no. But now I do all of that less.
You know, but this is a very, we're joking about it, but this is a very common point for couples to fight.
Yeah.
Where
is it?
Yeah, it is. It's out there on so many social media reels.
Oh, really?
It's there. In books, it's there when you talk to all your friends. One of the bigger reasons why people fight a lot, when a couple enters a party, the guy is with other guys, the girl just is left out somewhere, and then they fight. Or maybe it's like the guy is left out and girl is with the other girl, and then they feel left out and they fight.
Right.
Because the one person feels that, hey, where were you the whole night?
No, also I'll tell you, he's far more social than I am.
Okay.
I'm not great with people. As in, I'm not great at parties. On a one-on-one, I love interacting with people. Even if I don't know you, I'll sit and chat with you and I'll have a great conversation. But at a party, I never know what to do with myself. I think I'm almost asocial or antisocial. Not antisocial, but asocial for sure. So, I think therefore then most often I'm like, okay, I've said hi to everyone. Now what do I do? And he's busy chatting with someone, right? So I think those are the times when I feel like, but now I've calmed down.
One advice, quick advice. Okay.
Huh.
Ki जो भी ऐसे कपल्स हैं जिसमें एक पार्टनर बहुत सोशल है और एक पार्टनर थोड़ा सा ए सोशल है और एंटी सोशल है, वो बहुत फाइट करते हैं क्योंकि हर बार वो बाहर जाते हैं, पार्टी में जाते हैं, तो एक पार्टनर तो किसी से ही बात कर सकते हैं, राइट? इट कैन बी स्ट्रेंजर्स, मेन, वेमेन, हुएवर, दे कैन टॉक. दूसरा पार्टनर काफी अलोन साइड में बोर हो जाता है या इरिटेट हो जाता है कि कब जाएंगे, क्या होगा, एंड दे कांट फेक द कॉन्वर्सेशन समटाइम्स, राइट? तो वो हमेशा फाइट करते हैं, तो उनके लिए क्या एडवाइस है, हाउ कैन दे सॉल्व इट?
आई थिंक आई हैव फाउंड अ सॉल्यूशन वेयर आई डोंट वांट टू कर्ब हिज स्टाइल, सो आई लीव एट द पॉइंट दैट आई वांट टू लीव. ईदर यू फिगर आउट अ वे टू गो बैक होम एंड बोथ ऑफ यू ऑल शुड बी ओके विद इट. ही शुड or she should, whoever is a social type should understand that it's only fair that the other person leaves when they want to. If you want that other person to stay, then you need to hang with that person.
Hmm.
It's as simple as that. Phir jhagde nahi honge. But you can't expect the other person to change. That's not fair.
No, that's okay. But phir jab ek insaan chale jata hai ghar, to ab jo social hai, uske paas do options hai. Ki wo bhi ghar jaye jaldi. Ki wo apna time lagaye pahunchne mein. But agar wo itna time lagaye, then he or she will be guilty कि यार अब मैं जब घर जाऊंगा तो मैंने उसको टाइम नहीं दिया. एंड प्रॉबली जो घर चले गया वो पार्टनर वेट करा कि अब घर आके मुझसे बहुत टाइम स्पेंड करेगा, मेरे साथ बहुत टाइम स्पेंड करेगा.
पर रोज तो पार्टियां नहीं होती ना, तो जिस दिन नहीं हो रही है आप साथ में टाइम स्पेंड करो. दैट इज अ बिट अनफेयर टू द पर्सन हु सोशल बिकॉज ही और शी शुड बी अलाउड टू बी द वे दे आर एंड शुड नॉट फील गिल्टी, शुड नॉट मेड टू बी फील गिल्टी ऑल्सो बाई द अदर पर्सन हु गोज अवे.
एंड यू थिंक जब वो घर जाता है आफ्टर सोशल लाइफ,
जैसे मैं तो सो जाती हूँ.
ओके, अच्छा, दैट्स व्हाट माय क्वेश्चन.
सो जाती हूँ या कुछ पढ़ती हूँ या कुछ देखती हूँ, जो भी है.
यू डोंट वेट फॉर हिम टू नाउ कि ओके ही नीड्स टू कम बैक.
प्रीवियसली आई यूज्ड टू वेट बिकॉज आई नीड टू लॉक द बेडरूम डोर. सो एंड आई वुड टेल हिम कम एंड आई वुड वेट फॉर हिम. Now I tell him, you come and knock. I'll open it.
Achha. Okay. You both are working people. Okay. You both work. You both have independent careers. Kabhi difficult hota hai relationship manage karne mein? Ki when both of you come home, aren't you, you're exhausted. You're done. Ki ab baat mat karo mujhse, mujhe sona hai. Irritate ho gaya.
Yeah.
Do you still talk? How do you manage?
No. I tell him that, you know, I need some time. Because a lot, like I told you, a lot of times I've been surrounded by so many people that I need physical space also. And then he's watching TV or something. I don't want the sound of the TV. I just go into the bedroom and or to whichever, you know. And I just chill for a bit by myself before I come and talk to him or before he comes in. Now I think we know each other's moods. We know each other needs when the other needs space. We don't prod the other person when we realize that maybe with a little space and time, either he or I will talk about what we've gone through in the day or why we're irritable or why we're tired or why we're, you know, we give each other that space.
But
previously, of course, you take it initially, I guess you take it personally, right? Ki ye kharab mood mein aaya to maine kuch kiya kya?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But then you realize that the world doesn't revolve around you. And that person has a life independent of you. And there could be other things that are irritating him or her. But I think that all that happens with time. Yeah.
But you know, you said something very beautiful, which I feel is the fundamental problem which people don't realize. You said that I tell him that today I need space.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's what the other partner needs to feel. What most of the time, what we make mistake is
we expect the other.
Exactly. We go home and we expect other person to understand.
Yeah.
Like you're just agitated. You have given everything that you have, every inch of your blood, sweat to your work.
Yeah.
Now you're coming home. You're irritated and you're maybe on your phone or maybe just by yourself. And at this time, you expect that your partner should understand.
Yeah. But I think it's also so incredible, right? I think I started saying this and I say it in a way where I'm not pushing the other person away, right? You're also sensitive to that. And he's also understood that when I say I need time, you know, to just let me be, that I need to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
So it's not about him. And there are days when he just wants to go into another room and be by himself. And I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these things, if I think basically, na, Raj, in a relationship, if we were able to tell the other person what we needed or wanted, it would solve so much.
Yeah.
But I don't know why hum log itna jhijakte hain.
Batane mein?
Haan. Like a small thing like this, like, I've had a bad day, just give me some time. That's all it takes.
Just telling the other person that.
Yeah, that, because the other person is also not imagining that you're upset with them then.
Yep. You know, but I got this realization very recently because of my dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you how. So, I feel if I have a long day at work and now I'm at home and I don't want to put any effort and just be lazy and just be with myself, I don't deserve to be in a relationship with someone.
Mm.
And this I got from my dog, like, because I feel he's been waiting the whole day just to see me for 2 minutes. And if I expect him to just understand my world, he cannot. And that goes on to with my girlfriend, with my mom, with my dad, with everyone, because they are doing their part by understanding that I need to go at work and they're not annoying me or they're not trying to call me till 9 p.m., 10 p.m. So now when I come home, I cannot expect them to not, like, just, like, you know, not talk to me. So I need to go there and tell them about something, or maybe have like a 5-10 minutes of their time and then explain them.
Yeah.
That there are going to be days where I'm going to be with you and have conversation for 2 hours. And there are going to be days where I'll only be able to talk to you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I need to give those 5 minutes. I cannot expect them ki mera long day tha, iski wajah se aap samajh jao.
Yeah, correct.
So I cannot do that. I should never do that. And this, like, this understanding I came from my dog that he would always get excited when I come home. And I'm like, yaar, irritate mat kar. You know, this. And when you become like a single dog parent.
Then you
get responsibilities on another level. Ki aaj tak to tum pe koi responsibility nahi thi. And I would always see him. Every day, if I come after one day, he's excited. 10 days, excited. 1 hour, he's excited. And I'm like, ho gaya, abhi to gaya samay. Like, just irritated. And then I'm like, no, I can't expect him. All he's expecting me to is just run with him for 2 minutes and that's it. And that's what put me in realization. Oh, that's what my mom also wants. Right. 2 minute FaceTime hi tujh karna chahti hai wo. That's what my girlfriend also wants.
Right.
5 minutes FaceTime. They're not expecting me to be there for them for like 2 ghante baat nahi karni hai.
No, but I think, you know, this is, I'm a bit conflicted about this because I feel that दूसरों के लिए इतना जब हम सोचते हैं ना, ऑफ कोर्स अपने हैं, पर अपनों के लिए भी जब इतना सोचते हैं, कभी वी फॉरगेट व्हाट वी नीड एंड वांट. आई थिंक इट्स आल्सो इम्पोर्टेंट टू टेल देम दैट यू नो व्हाट, आई नीड सम टाइम ऑफ टुडे. एंड इफ यू आर ऑनेस्ट ना, फर्स्ट टाइम, सेकेंड टाइम, थर्ड टाइम उनको खराब लगेगा. But phir they'll understand. Because you're not being like that with them every day. If you are, then you're avoiding them.
Yeah.
But you could have a bad day, right? And sometimes it's only fair. Okay. It's absolutely fine. It's not like you can never, you're not a dog. Dogs are beautiful, but you're not a dog, no? You are a person. And you have every right to be in a bad mood, to be tired, to be chit-chira, or excited about something. Or you could be going through some stress or pressure, and that's fine.
Maybe, but I believe that I need to give at least 5 minutes. Even though I'm stressed, I'm tired, because if I have chosen to be in a relationship with someone, be it my girlfriend or my father or my mother or my brother, if I've chosen to be in that relationship and I want it to really work, I think I should be there for them, at least to make them understand what I went through today for 5 minutes minimum. I should not just avoid them. Even on the bad days, I should not avoid them, is what I'm saying.
No, I think that's unfair to yourself. That you're being unfair to yourself then. You have to also be there for yourself, right?
Pura din tha na main apne liye. Nahi,
par sirf kaam apne liye nahi hota. Matlab, You're not standing by yourself when you're working.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only way we stand by ourselves, yeah. is what I mean. I was trying to articulate it correctly. Even when you're resting, it's standing by yourself.
Mm.
It's doing something for yourself. There's nothing wrong. There might be a day when you don't feel like stepping out with your girlfriend, even though it's an off day. Are you not entitled to that? I don't think so. But if you're able to tell your girlfriend the truth, I think she will, not that you're in that situation, but I'm just giving you a hypothetical, but I think she will appreciate and respect it.
Mm.
First few times she may say, what are you trying to do? Do you not want to meet me? Do you? Wo sab hota hai, par over time now you realize and you respect that.
It can happen.
Yeah,
like I'll see this now. But I used to be very avoidant. And maybe I'm going through those extreme emotions.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, maybe.
Because I was very avoidant in the beginning, where I would not give time to my family at all. And I would just work. And then I shifted. So I used to live with my family in Indore. And then I left Indore and now I'm in Mumbai. And I got this realization in Mumbai after like 6, 7, 8 months that I was not there. I was not being there for my family.
Mm.
And now I try to overcompensate probably for all the years when I was not available for them. Because I think I ignored like a large part of my family because I was just busy hustling.
But you know, I feel, and this is just my opinion, huh? There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
I feel if you're overcompensating, you're constantly going to be in deficit. Because what you're doing now is trying to make up for lost time. You're not being present in the moment still.
Hmm. Maybe.
Aap abhi bhi sooth chuka rahe ho.
You found out a way to explain me. Interest nahi bharna hai raha. I love this, you know. And in fact, pata ek bahut cool hack bolo, yeah. I think it's one of the really good relationship hacks. It's a little digressing from the topic, but also from the topic. It's, so you know what happens when they say one partner is hustling,
yeah,
and the other partner is at home waiting for the other partner, right? And jo partner ghar pe wait kar raha hota hai ya non-hustling partner hota hai thoda, right? Wo hamesha complain mode pe rehta hai usually ki तुम्हें सिर्फ तुम्हारा काम प्यारा है, तुम्हें दुनिया के अलावा काम के अलावा कुछ भी नहीं है, सिर्फ वहीं रहते, लाइक ऑल दैट, मैं दिन भर से वेट कर रहा था या कर रही थी, ये सब होता रहता है. आई थिंक उस टाइम पे ना एक बहुत कूल हैक आई फाउंड आउट, व्हिच बिकॉज आई वाज ट्राइंग टू फाइंड आउट अ वे टू बैलेंस माई मॉम एंड डैड रिलेशनशिप, बिकॉज माई डैड इज एक्सट्रीम हसलर एंड माई मॉम इज ऑलवेज ट्राइंग टू
होममेकर
एंड ट्राइंग टू गेट दैट अटेंशन, ओके नाउ दैट माई हस्बैंड होम वी गोना यू नो दैट. So I think the moment you go from apologizing to thankful, life changes.
Mm.
So what would my dad do when he comes late? He's like, hey, I'm sorry I missed the dinner. Sorry, I'm late. Ho gaya. Sorry, mere ko aaj bahut kaam tha. Sorry, main ye, right? You know, because he's also trying to make it up for something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if the moment he changed, where we pushed him to change like this, the moment you change from being sorry or apologizing to thankful,
saying thank you.
यार थैंक यू, पता है तू थी तो इसकी वजह से आज मैं डिनर कर बाहर क्लाइंट के साथ जा सका, तू थी तो इसकी वजह से मैं ना बाहर काम ज्यादा कर पाया, तू थी तेरी वजह से तूने बच्चों का ध्यान रखा, तू उसके बाद इतनी एक्सीलेंट मदर बन गई, इसकी वजह से ना मैं बाहर जाके एक्स्ट्रा कमा पा रहा हूँ या कुछ कर पा रहा हूँ. सेम सिनेरियो, सेम सिचुएशन, बट जस्ट दिस चेंज ऑफ गोइंग फ्रॉम अपोलोजाइजिंग टू थैंकफुल add so much meaning in my mother's life, it's insane.
Because it shows her value.
Exactly.
She doesn't feel like just because main kama nahi rahi hu, meri koi value nahi hai.
Yes. And the moment she started feeling valued, right? Mm. She started feeling meaningful. It changed it. Like it just feels like all of a sudden my mom started feeling ki meri value hai world mein. Now I have a life. मैं जो करती हूँ वो इतना इंपॉर्टेंट है. आई कंप्लीट द अदर पर्सन एंड इट वर्क ब्यूटिफुली एंड दिस चेंज ऑफ सीन, लाइक इट्स इनसेन. आई थिंक दिस इज वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट हैक्स इन रिलेशनशिप्स.
दैट्स अमेजिंग. या दैट्स व्हाई अ लॉट ऑफ इन मैरिज दे से ना देयर इज अ कॉमन जोक सेइंग गलती ना भी हो तो बीवी को सॉरी बोल दो. बीवियां भी समझ जाती है कुछ देर बाद. हाँ,
तो अब इसको चेंज कर दो. हाँ, कि सॉरी बोलने की जगह थैंकफुल हो जाओ. थैंक यू बोल दो. गलती ना भी हो थैंक यू उसको शिफ्ट करके थैंक यू बोल दो. क्या तुम्हारी वजह से तो ये सब हो रहा है.
या एग्जैक्टली.
एंड यू नो व्हाट हैपेंस, आई हैव सीन दिस इज अ वियर्ड थिंग अबाउट बीइंग ग्रेटफुल. कि तुम फेक भी किसी से ग्रेटफुल होते हो ना और तुम चार बार बोलते हो तुम पांच बार फील करने लग जाते हो.
या करेक्ट. बट फेक इट टिल यू मेक इट.
You believe in that?
Yeah. Like even with self-acceptance and self-love, even if it doesn't come naturally to you, keep telling yourself that I love and accept myself the way I am. At some point, it'll become the truth for you.
Okay, question about marriage and long relationship. Why do you think people cheat in relationships?
I think because we stop... I think because people stop growing together, people stop wanting the same things, people stop sharing, people don't communicate. So many reasons. It's not just one, I feel. So, and sometimes when you feel worthless, a lot of times, when you feel worthless is when you end up having an affair.
Really?
Yeah. Because you feel that that other person is giving you the love and attention that you deserve. But you realize then that, because I was reading up on this. I'm also interested in psychology. So, I don't read books and all. But kabhi kabar kuch Instagram pe dikh jata hai.
Same.
Instagram.
I'll share few articles with you.
Please do. Articles and
I
stuff.
I love psychology.
Yeah, same
human
here.
Human behavior. Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, what was I saying? I forgot.
About cheating. When people feel worthless, that's the time when they have affairs. That's what you were saying.
And therefore, even when they cheat, it works for a while. And then that feeling of worthlessness wears them down.
So you feel...
You know, because another person cannot make you feel good about yourself. As much as, you know, I stand by all that we spoke about in the initial part of our conversation about how the other person can make us better versions of ourselves or help us discover aspects of ourselves that we didn't know existed. Right? And yet, I think unless we resolve that within ourselves, we'll only keep seeking. Because it's not external.
It's not about that ki koi zyada attractive lag raha hai. Yeah, it's not about
even
that
when someone,
I'm bored with my partner, or is it not like I'm not enjoying the sexual life with my partner? It's not like that.
But I don't think it's any one thing ever.
Okay.
It's you're not getting what you want from the other person. Whether that's love, attention, social image. You know, it depends on what you're looking for.
Social image.
Yeah.
You feel so like people are having an affair with someone else because...
No. Not having the affair. But the marriage
is not
according them what they thought their life would be. And what their life is are two different things. So they feel... Maybe they feel let down, they feel betrayed, whatever. And it could be social image, it could be how well the other person is doing, how much love the other person is giving them, how much attention the other person is giving them or not giving them. You know, all these things. You start seeking these things outside, then you think the answer lies there.
You know,
and sometimes you're just different people. Who you met and you fell in love with, or who you married, and who that person grows to be, are two different people. And that becomes... recently I heard of a case. Someone known to us. The husband and wife were... the couple were childhood sweethearts. Okay. More like college, I think, sweethearts. Both of them were irreligious. And suddenly then, there was something that happened in the guy's family after which he became...
Super religious.
And suddenly she began to feel like he's changed. He's not the person I met. Her beliefs hadn't changed. So it could be so many things, right? It's never one thing.
Wow. And the religious belief
came in the way. Yeah.
It is crazy to think like that.
Yeah, exactly. You think something so external, right?
Mm.
But I think
it has nothing to do with what kind of human being you are.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just different faith. And
yeah.
You know, I was reading a study. It was Harvard. The Harvard Business School did this study where they were exploring the concept of polygamy.
Huh.
Okay. Ki ha, why people are polygamous? Why do people have an affair with other people? Right? Why do people cheat in relationships? So they found out two types of people who have affair. One is who are irritated by their partners and they don't want their partner. So they're looking for something else. Because let's say they grew apart, or maybe the partner is not attractive to them anymore, maybe it's not exciting anymore, or they don't value anymore. Something goes wrong, ki jo partner missing, and they want to get away from this partner, but they can't. So that's why they go out and look for those kind of things from other ones, someone else. But there's the bigger part of people who have an affair are not the ones who are irritated by their partners. They still want their partner in their life. And they go out and be with other people because every time they meet someone different, there's a different part of their personality which gets sparked with another person.
Mm, so interesting.
And that's what new feeling or the constant feeling of newness with someone else makes them have an affair with someone else because they didn't know that this is how they can feel as well. As a human being, we have like, let's say 500 different sides of ourselves. With our partner, we have only explored, let's say 50.
Mm.
The other, then they start like having with other different people. And so they constantly get validated by a new sort of feeling. And that's why they have an affair with people. And this is the majority of people why they cheat.
It's like what we're doing with online shopping, na?
Yeah.
Rose kuch naya kharidte ho, par jab raat ko sone jaate ho, to wahi purana phata hua soft pajama.
Yes. So you want that safety.
Yeah.
You want that comfort. You want everything with, in your partner, and then, but you find that newness with someone else, and that's why. So the article concluded with the summary is if you don't want. So they said. Majority of couples will go through this. So if you don't want your relationship to break up, the thing is both of you on monthly basis should plan something really new for each other so that you can both grow in those environments.
Mm.
Have complete extreme different environments. Let's say if your partner is not sporty, not into hiking or something, put her in that difficult hiking situation because you both will, even if you fight, you'll still be a great couple
and
together.
And you share an experience,
exactly.
Right?
So you'll share an experience in a different way. Mm. Let's say your one partner is not soft and romantic at all. Do those clingy things with that partner and try to get that. Or maybe have difficult conversations and then.
Wow. It's amazing, right?
Yeah. I found it very fascinating. Yeah.
And I was just thinking that as we were having this conversation, I'm also thinking about these things. Right? It's not like I've thought about them already and I'm hearing myself and saying, oh, okay. Like when you asked me, why do people cheat? I don't really know, but I suppose these are the reasons they cheat. But it's fascinating to know how you think and how the other things. It's so interesting.
It just sounds fascinating, right? Yeah. And the other, before that, you know, I used to think that people only cheat because of sofa theory. Do you know the sofa theory?
No.
Oh, okay. This is exciting. Okay. So men, this is about men. I think men will be mad about me. So men needs to learn there's a difference between a sofa and a person. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You're at your home. You have a sofa. What does sofa give you? Comfort.
Mm.
It's always there by your side. It's there to be there. It's not moving.
Mm.
You're going to be there, right? And it's going to give you that sense of good feeling and safety. Ki main baithunga, main rahunga, I lay down there. Nothing will happen. But there's no sense of connection, depth, communication, or a sense of trying to win that thing. You have achieved it and possessed it already. And that's what most people do.
And why do you think that happens?
That's what most people do with relationship. Usually with men, men are very objective driven. in their lives, you ask them, like, look at two conversation between two women and two men. Okay, two women are talking about, how are you feeling?
Mm.
What is going on? Oh, that happened with your partner. How did that made you feel?
Mm.
You're always thinking about how can you get better and how can you make your feelings better.
Mm.
Men are talking about, yaar, agla ghar lena hai.
Mm.
Aray, agli car leni hai. Mm. Always achievement. So they're so objective and achievement driven that they end up chasing that women that they want. They achieve it and then they treat it like a sofa. Mm. Ki, yaar, main jab ghar jata hun, wo hai na. And it's not their problem. It's just they don't understand the fundamental difference between a piece of furniture and a person. Like, you need to constantly make that person feel better, not feel like they've achieved it. You've never heard about this theory?
No, I haven't heard about this.
But do you believe that most women are feelings driven and men are objective driven?
Yeah, of course. Most definitely.
Right. And this is what happens.
Usme koi do raay nahi hai.
So this is what happens. So men... Once they achieve things, they're going to the next thing.
Mm.
Nobody has taught them that, okay, once you buy the home, you have to actually now make it your own.
Yeah, right? Correct.
So constantly you have to keep upgrading your house also. So constantly you have to keep upgrading your relationship also. It's not you've just gotten it, tab ho gaya. And that's the bigger problem with most of the men around the world.
Wow.
So it's like, that's what I used to feel ki, usually women cheat because ladke sofa jaise treat karte hain. But then I found out this new theory of Howard and then it made me fascinated about the whole
thing. Wow.
Okay, quick question. Do you know about situationship?
Yes. Everyone's using the term situationship now.
Do you like it? Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. But I think I come from a different generation. Pehle kya tha? Ki jo bhi hai nibha lo.
Exactly.
Which is why people never got divorced.
They sacrificed and adjusted in so many
exactly.
situations.
Then around my generation or a couple of generations before me, women started working. And then, I think women just started saying, okay, I'm financially independent. So I can have a voice in my house. It was that. Then they started stepping out. They started finding their own partners. But I think they still didn't. They want to nibhana chahte the. You know, because you felt that agar aap rishta nahi nibha sakte na, to aap zindagi mein kuch nahi kar sakte. Especially as a woman. That was a direct reflection on you as a woman. So women still stayed on. But I'm saying today... This I know that not only women are indulging in this, but I'm saying both for men and women to feel ki, acha, you know what, I'm not quite connecting with this person. So let me see if there's someone else I feel that instant connection with. We are looking for an instant connection, right? And that instant connection does happen.
It does happen?
It does. That, to my mind, that is the only way it can happen. You feel it.
But that's only one spark. Then there
no,
has
it's
to
not
be
the
compatibility.
Physical spark. Or,
then there has to
no,
be...
No, all that is fine. But I'm saying a lot of times today, you're also, what is that, right swapping, right swiping.
Dating apps.
Yeah, on dating apps. Because it's not just that you're looking for, you're not feeling a connection with the other person. Not just men. Today, women have also... You know, fallen prey to that sofa. What is that sofa theory?
Yeah.
I think because we're not finding connections with each other.
So how do you think people can form connections?
But I feel because when you feel that connection, don't be scared. And at the same time, if you don't feel that connection, go through 100. It's okay. Don't settle for what you don't feel a connection with. I don't judge anyone.
Can you define connection a little bit? Like, can you define
it's
this?
Just,
like, there's a feeling. Everybody talks about this violent feeling, okay?
That you suddenly want to know this person a little more.
And then it dies after a while for a lot of people. And that's what Gen Z is going through.
Right.
They're this half-assingness situationships where people are ready to commit. It's insane, right? In fact, there was another study which was done recently in India, by the way, by an Indian university, I forgot, that people who are childhood sweethearts have more chances of being in a relationship in today's world than people who are not childhood sweethearts.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like, they decided before they were rational. So if at a very early stage, like let's say 17, 18, 19, whatever, when you're teenage years, you decided that, hey, this is a person. Then you find out a way to make it work with that person. But as you grow, when you're 25, 26, now you feel your logical connection thode din to nahi hoga na. Kabhi kabhi to there are phases where you won't feel any connection. At that phase, what will you do? You leave. You're like, oh, there is someone else, I'll feel connection. And then the problem is...
I guess it's instant stimulation then, not connection. You're looking for that instant stimulation, not connection.
Can you explain thoda thoda dono? What is instant stimulation and what is connection?
What can people feel?
Like,
what do you get when you keep...
Dopamine.
Yeah. So that's what you're looking for.
So people are looking for dopamine.
Dopamine. But, you know, that can happen once. That can happen twice. But only when you spend time with the person. So I know I'm sounding like I'm contradicting myself, but I'm also trying to make sense of this situationship. No, because I feel that, you know, you will feel the connection. But when you feel the connection, don't be scared to feel it, is what I'm saying.
So you will know. You're saying you'll know?
You always do. But if you say that, oh no, but, you know, maybe... we tell ourselves that this is not, you know, we don't want to give it more time because we don't want to waste time because you could be watching the next interesting video. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're saying that hum log life mein connection banne ko time hi nahi dete.
Yeah.
Kyunki humko constantly lag raha hai ki hamara time waste ho raha hai.
Haan.
And hum is... और उम्मीद actually, में कि अगला कुछ बहुत होने अच्छा ही आने वाला है, अच्छा ही आने वाला है, तो हम एक जगह पे रुक के टाइम ही नहीं देते.
एंड एक्चुअली हमें कनेक्शन से डर लगता है.
कनेक्शन से डर लगता है.
दैट्स व्हाट आई फील एज आई थिंक अबाउट इट. ना आई फील कि हमें कनेक्शन से डर लगता है कि बिकॉज वी आर नॉट कनेक्टेड टू आवरसेल्व्स. डू वी रियली नो हु वी वॉन्ट टू बी, वॉट वी लाइक, वॉट वी डोंट लाइक, और आर वी बिजी प्रोजेक्टिंग एन इमेज, you know, being, espousing certain views or, you know, for validation.
So you feel that we all are in a race to get validated instead of
constantly
feeding our soul.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think... like our generation is like that?
No, not just your generation. I think the world today
is like that.
The world today. And we're all at different points falling prey to it.
Constantly in a race to get validated.
Yeah. And you know, at some stage...
Connection ka isse relation hai?
Huh?
Connection ka isse relation hai? You're saying that... Because मैं personally as an individual खुद से connected नहीं हूँ, इसीलिए मैं relationships में भी connected
obviously
नहीं हो पाता.
Like, have you? I'm sure you've read enough, so you know of this. That if my self-esteem is low, I will seek out people who reconfirm that for me.
Yeah.
Without even knowing it.
Yes.
So
that
it's
is
the same
true,
thing.
By the way.
Yeah. So it's the same thing. I'm not connected to myself, so I will seek people who are not going to give me that connection. So when I'm confronted by the possibility of that connection, I'll run away and I'll find some fault.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I'm also just, I don't know.
You sound like a life coach right now.
I love it. I'm also just trying to make sense of this along with you, you know, I've never had this conversation with anyone.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Then your new movie is about that, relationships.
Yeah.
Right? So, Miko, you batao, first is, kya mission hai? Like, why are you doing this movie? What are you trying to achieve from this movie?
Nothing. I wanted to have a good time, you know, because I was... I did, I think during the pandemic, the work I did Like I did a film called Sherni and then I did a film called Jalsa. They were both a bit intense. Right? And I felt ki acha, it's time to do something new. Also because during the pandemic, I was consuming so much content. And I felt that yaar, sab jagah ek hi cheez dikha rahe hain. Violence, intensity, thriller, you know, palpitations, palpitation-inducing stuff. So I was like, we've all gone through so much during the pandemic. Ab vakt hai hasne hasane ka. And at that time, actually this idea had come to me in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Swati Iyer, one of the producers from Ellipsis, had brought it to me. And I loved the idea. It just sounded like a fun, naughty idea, you know. And I said, okay, develop it. So during the pandemic is when she brought it to me as a full-fledged script. Because the writer Shuprutim and the director Shirsha had worked together during the pandemic. And I loved the way it had developed. You know, and I said, chalo, come, let's get down to make it. Because I love this genre. I love comedy. Rom-com obviously is an offshoot of that, right? So, and I love romance. I'm a very romantic person. So, mujhe laga ki haan yaar, aisa kuch karne ki mujhe zarurat hai. And but I also feel ki aisa kuch kar dekhne ki hume as an audience zarurat hai. Me as an audience
want to see the rom-com.
Yeah, I want to see something light that'll make me smile and laugh and cry and giggle and all those things. You know, share notes with my girlfriends or a film I'll watch with Siddharth, you know, all those things. So that's why I said yes to it. And I'm very glad I did.
But there's no message, like a hidden message out of it.
No, no, not. Thank
it's
God.
Something that there's some mission that we're working on.
It's
a very chill, fun rom-com.
Yeah, it is chill. Exactly.
It's a romantic comedy movie.
Yes, it is.
Okay, last question and we wrap it up. So I want to make it easy for you, but this is again the same question which I've been asking you throughout and through in. At what point do you know that this is it for me?
With regard to a partner?
Partner. Like this, he's the one, she's the one.
I'll tell you what happened with me. It was raining cats and dogs one night. I had just come back from out of town. Siddharth had come to pick me up at the airport. And we drove away from the airport. And I kept telling him, you know, I could do with a coffee. And no coffee shop was open at that point. And then he said, no, but there's one hotel at the airport that's still open. At Balaji. 3 in the morning, we went to Balaji. And Balaji was shutting. But he walked in the rain. We didn't have an umbrella. He walked in the rain, went and picked up that cup of coffee. As he was walking away from me, I said, I'm home. I don't know why I felt that.
So this instant moment.
And I've heard lots of people say this. I've heard someone else say that they saw the back of a woman's head before they saw her face and said, she's the woman I'm going to be with. I think that energy, the pull of the energy, it's got to be beyond us.
Such a romantic Bollywood answer.
Yeah.
Staying true to what you do.
Truly.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you. I don't know where time flew. I didn't even open my notes where I wanted to ask you questions. Right?
These were the questions I wanted.
These are the questions I wanted to ask you. I didn't ask any. And I don't know why the conversation went in a very different zone. I was constantly seeing like, do I need to talk about something? But nothing I talked about. And then it just felt nice.
Yeah, so, but I enjoyed this. It's been such an unusual conversation. The kind I have with my healer.
Wow, you have given the best testimonial of my life.
No, really, as in, you know, we were just talking, flowing, figuring. I loved it. Thank you.
That's why figuring out, right?
The
show's name.
Yeah.
It was pleasure. I don't know why you say that you're asocial. We are meeting for the first time.
On a one-on-one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Yeah. If we met at a party, I'd be like, Hi Raj. Bye, Raj.
That's it. I would rather meet your husband in party.
Exactly. Lovely meeting you. And it's amazing what you do. I love the show.
Thank you.
And I will watch more of it now.
थैंक यू सो मच, मींस अ लॉट टू मी. थैंक यू सो मच ये एपिसोड एंड तक देखने के लिए. मुझे प्लीज कमेंट में फीडबैक दीजिए और बताइए कि कैसा आपको ये एपिसोड लगा, ताकि आपके कमेंट्स और फीडबैक पढ़ के मैं अगला एपिसोड और बेहतर तरीके से बना सकूं. आपके कमेंट्स मैं बहुत ज़्यादा रिग्रेसली पढ़ता हूं, क्योंकि उसी से हम आज तक यहां पहुंचे और इसी तरीके से हम आगे भी जाएंगे एंड आपके लिए वर्ल्ड का बेस्ट पॉडकास्ट इसे बनाकर ही रहेंगे. बिफोर यू लीव, ये एपिसोड किसी एक इंसान के साथ शेयर कर लो, क्योंकि वन कॉन्वर्जेशन कैन चेंज समवन्स लाइफ and that can add to country's growth to another level. Please don't forget to subscribe this channel, like, comment, share, and until the next episode, keep figuring out.